After a 7-week trial, a federal jury in Phoenix has found the two polygamous towns on the Arizona-Utah border discriminated against residents who live there, specifically residents who were not part of the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Jude Jaffe Block from Here and Now contributor KJZZ reports.
Yesterday, Patrick Barlow got a phone call from a U.S. Department of Justice lawyer. The Justice Department had won every count in its religious discrimination lawsuit against Barlow's hometown, Colorado City, Arizona, and the town of Hilldale, Utah, across the state line.
My heart was thumping inside my chest, and I had chills go down my spine of thrill, because I know what this means to our society there.
The towns of Colorado City and Hilldale were originally settled by members of the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, a polygamous sect. The church's prophet, Warren Jeffs, is serving a life sentence in Texas for sexually assaulting young girls he took as brides. Barlow says things took an ugly turn under Jeffs' leadership.
It got so rooted into the community that nobody could be okay unless they were in cahoots with the church.
Barlow, who's 39, testified that he was kicked out of the FLDS church and told to leave town and his family. When Barlow refused, he said a mob that included utility officials removed the water supply on his property. When Barlow occupied another home, the water was disconnected there, too.
My grass died. Everything died. I carried water. It was just unreasonable, unbelievably unreasonable.
The 12-person jury ruled Colorado City, Hilldale, and their water company violated the Fair Housing Act by discriminating against FLDS church outsiders and denying them housing, utilities, and police protection. The jury awarded more than $2.2 million in damages. But while the jury was deliberating, the towns agreed to a partial settlement to pay the federal government $1.6 million. Some of that money will go to victims of discrimination, including Barlow.
We're very, very grateful for what has happened.
Are we disappointed? Certainly we are.
Jeff Matura represents Colorado City in the case.
Do we think that we put on a good case supported by evidence? Yeah, we do. But at the end of the day, you respect the decision of the jury. It's really as simple as that.
Matura argued to the jury that the federal government was bringing this case to try and eradicate the unpopular FLDS religion. And he says it's not the only federal action against the community. Last month, the federal government arrested 11 FLDS church members on charges of food stamp fraud and money laundering.
The timing of that raid was interesting for us.
The raid happened the day before closing arguments were originally scheduled in this case.
Were they connected? We'll never know. But it was an unfortunate event to occur that got so much publicity right towards the tail end of our trial.
A judge will now decide what kind of reforms the towns must adopt. Patrick Barlow in Colorado City already has an idea of the changes he'd like to see.
I really hope that they can just take the cities and restaff them with people that are not from the community.
Barlow says that will ensure residents who are not part of the FLDS church will no longer face discrimination from officials and police. For Here and Now, I'm Jude Jaffe Block.